You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recently, new national leader Simon Bridges was caught out in thinking that some prisoners were able to vote. There's also a case that was just heard at the Supreme Court to see whether prisoners not being able to vote goes against the Bill of Rights Act. I spoke with Tanya Mead from Just Speak New Zealand about prisoners' voting rights and what changes she'd like to see following the Supreme Court's decision. I began by asking her what the government's rationale for taking away the right to vote from prisoners is.
I think it was a populist appeal to the tough on crime crowd, and it was an easy way for people to win votes without really thinking about the implications of it for human rights and also for reintegration for prisoners in the long term.
I mean, the prisoners are, that most of them are eventually returning to society. Does it impact the reintegration not being able to vote while in prison?
Yeah, I think that absolutely it impacts their reintegration. Voting is a right, not a privilege, and it's also one of the obvious opportunities that we are given as citizens to, you know, participate in democratic debate. We're asking people to come out of prison and back into society to reintegrate, to work with their communities, to find new purpose in their lives. And if they have an opportunity to consider, you know, how they are part of that community and what they want that community to look like in the future, I think that would absolutely help with their reintegration. Certainly the opposite is definitely the case, in that shutting people out of democratic debate and making them feel that they don't belong is a surefire way to undermine their reintegration when they do come out.
Did you feel it also sort of hinders their rehabilitation while they're in prison?
I think it's definitely not helpful to add an additional punishment onto your existing sentence, which is effectively what the voting ban is. So I don't think anyone would appreciate feeling that they're essentially being punished multiple times for the same offence, and I don't think that would engender anyone to, you know, feel like they want to engage in, in a rehabilitative processes when they're essentially not considered part of society without the same basic rights as everyone else.
Because the case is, I think, it just finished at the Supreme Court. About voting rights.
Mm.
How do you feel that the Supreme Court will agree with the High Court and say that, yes, I mean, it does infringe on the Bill of Rights Act?
I sincerely hope that the Supreme Court agrees that it does infringe people's basic civil liberties, and I'm hopeful that that will be the outcome of that case. Certainly we would all be very disappointed if it did fail at the final hurdle. I know that there are some movement in Parliament about, you know, what they're going to do with legislation that is found to be inconsistent with the Bill of Rights Act, and that's great. But in the short term, I think it's really important that we take this opportunity that this court case has provided to restore basic fundamental human rights to people who deserve them.
Because even if the Supreme Court does come out and say this, the government can ignore the decision. Mm. Do you feel they will do this, or do you feel that there'll be reform?
I can't say at this point, to be honest. I don't know what the outcome of the court is going to be, but I'm hopeful that it's that's the answer that we're looking for. My plea to government would be that even if the court comes out and says you don't actually have to do this, from our perspective, that the government takes up this opportunity to do the right thing anyway, and to change the legislation, which was poorly debated and I think poorly understood at the time. Certainly we can see that, you know, from the opposition's perspective, it's still poorly understood. Simon Bridges thought that some prisoners could vote still, which is obviously not the case. I think it really just passed because someone thought it was a good idea and it was an easy win. And I don't think I think we should demand a higher standard of legislation, particularly legislation that removes fundamental human rights from quite a significant portion of our population.
So you feel it wouldn't be good enough to return to the old law of prisoners who have a 3-year or less sentence?
Yeah, under old age it was 3-year or less sentence. I think we believe that voting is a right, not a privilege, and I think that it doesn't actually help anyone in the long term to deny people the right to participate in that process. People are already being punished through prison, so adding on additional restrictions to them is not necessary. I can understand that it sometimes it feels like you should. I can see how the sort of the appeal of restricting people who have committed serious crimes is one that is easily manipulated, I think, by people who want to engender fear. But I think in general, we all understand that everyone at some point will have to return to society, and whatever we can do now to help that ensure that that return is safer and easier for those people and for their communities, we should be doing, because it's better for all of us in the long run.
The last Attorney General, he did recognise that it went against Section 12 of the Bill of Rights Act, and the government ignored it then. Do you feel possibly, with the change of government, this won't happen again?
Well, I've seen that, Prime Minister Ardern has indicated that she was not, she did not support the ban on prisoners voting, and her government has also indicated that it wants to set up a better process for Parliament to have to through if legislation is found to be inconsistent with the Bill of Rights Act. So on those two fronts, I have more hope for the coming 3 years in terms of progress on this particular issue.
And where do you feel the public mood is on this? Do you think people feel that prisoners should be able to vote?
I think it's hard to know, because so much of the original, the change that was made to ban all prisoners from voting passed through with such little debate and such little public outreach, to the extent that I think a lot of people aren't actually aware of what the rules are.
Mm.
And I think there's a real opportunity here for government to lead on this issue and to say, look, we can, you know, we understand why some people feel sceptical about this, but we have a duty in the long term to make sure that people come back into their communities with the best possible chance of reintegrating. So I think regardless of how people understand it now, there is an opportunity to move forward together to kind of expand our understanding of it and make sure that we are all kind of, working together, essentially.
Because other countries like the UK and Canada have recently allowed prisoners to vote. Are we behind on the issue?
We're behind on the issue on many, many things when it comes to criminal justice, and this is definitely one of them. So I think we can all understand that it's a massive human rights issue, but it is also a kind of, do we want to use evidence in the way that we respond to criminal justice? Do we want to think about the long-term consequences for everyone when it comes to criminal justice? I think all of us would benefit from that, so we should probably get with the times.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.